Welcome to Israel 18 News at 3 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a cool night across Israel, with clear skies prevailing. In Tel Aviv and Haifa, temperatures are comfortably mild, while Jerusalem enjoys a tranquil evening. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, just in. Israel is concerned about quiet negotiations between Rome and Oman amidst ongoing U.S. and Iran talks over Hormuz. Also, YNET reports that earlier today, the IDF launched attacks in South Lebanon, citing Hezbollah's ceasefire violations near Tyre. Also this hour, Geert Wilders, in a Mariv report, praised Israeli leadership while criticizing Europe's immigration policies and rising anti-Semitism. Separately, Israel Hayom reveals that police arrested a man for hiding his father's body to continue receiving pension payments. And finally, from the Australian Jewish News, the NCJWA announced 16 finalists for the inaugural Esther Awards, celebrating women's contributions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Alex Plitzas, an American commentator, writing on X just now, notes that Iran is nearing an agreement with Oman over Hormuz shipping routes. Yoni Mishani, an analyst, pointed out earlier today the lack of criticism towards certain U.S. Congress members supporting controversial policies. Adam Louis Klein, a political commentator, stated that allowing extreme statements about Zionism erodes democratic standards, posting earlier today. Let's go deeper, starting with the quiet negotiations reported by Walla. These discussions involve Israel and Lebanon under U.S. mediation, raising concerns in Israel about potential shifts in regional alliances. This diplomatic activity occurs as the world focuses on U.S.-Iran talks over Hormuz, highlighting complex regional dynamics. The outcome of these talks could redefine power balances in the Middle East. Turning to today's military developments, YNET detailed that the IDF struck Hezbollah positions near Tyre, following what they described as clear ceasefire violations. This military action comes amid ongoing talks in Rome between Israel and Lebanon. The situation remains tense, with potential implications for regional security and the fragile ceasefire. Meanwhile, in political news from Mariv, Dutch politician Geert Wilders praised Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu for his stance against anti-Semitism and critiqued Europe's immigration policies. Wilders' remarks reflect ongoing debates in Europe about identity and security, with Israel's leadership viewed as a model by some. Separately, in a disturbing report from Israel Hayom, a man was arrested for concealing his deceased father's body to fraudulently collect pension payments. This case shocked many, drawing attention to issues of financial desperation and elder care. And finally, on a positive note, from the Australian Jewish News, 16 finalists have been named for the first Esther Awards, recognizing women's significant societal contributions. This initiative by the NCJWA highlights the impactful roles women play in communities. On the economic front, first, Mariv Business warns against consuming magic honey, flagged by the Health Ministry for containing dangerous substances. This highlights concerns over unregulated health products in the market. Separately, CTech reports that Israeli AI security startup Irregula is at the forefront of creating safe testing environments for AI following incidents involving major companies, OpenAI and Anthropic. This positions Israel as a leader in AI safety standards. And finally, from Israel Hayom Business, Buzz's yellow convenience store chain launches a discount hot dog initiative, offering a popular snack at an affordable price to app users across the country. This move could impact consumer spending habits and convenience store competition. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.